Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth. No matter your occupation, whether you work for a big company or you're a small business owner, everyone wants to keep as much of their earnings as possible. I specialize in tax minimization strategies and retirement planning that'll help you build a strong financial future for you and your future generations. Call me, Mike Veneria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Today, everybody's talking about the drones. Yes, we're still talking about the drones because they are everywhere, and authorities are advising you, if you see a drone, don't touch it. That's right. Stay away from the drone. Walk away from the drone. Don't go near the drone. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 and on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We got a lot to get to. Not just drones, but we are going to get into the drone situation, of course, too. A very controversial pardon by Joe Biden, which is irking the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro. He's very upset by this, and rightly so, as a lot of people should be by this pardon. I'll tell you all about it and what it's about and why people are very, very upset as the show goes on today. And then, in addition to that, we also have, coming out of Washington today, a lot of people who are saying, oh, forget Trump's nominees. They don't have a shot. They're not going to have a shot. They're not going to be able to get anything done. I don't believe that for a second. I think Donald Trump's people are going to get through. I think it's going to happen. And I'm very, very excited for the prospects of that. That's what I think. And so we'll talk more about that as the show goes on today. And of course, the number is 855-839-1210. If you want to weigh in, we have some great guests today, including Dr. Victoria Coates is going to join us and the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer. So we got a lot going on today. I'll tell you, as I was getting ready to go on the air, a buddy of mine sent me a note that the FBI and a bunch of other law enforcement people were up in central Jersey because a drone apparently went down. And now law enforcement's cordoned off the area. They're trying to figure out what's going on up there. And as we get information, we'll let you know. But now they're coming out and they're saying, if you see a drone, don't go near it. You got to make sure that the bomb squad gets called in. People wearing hazmats have to be brought in as well. And I guess the only question I have with all that is, didn't John Kirby tell us that this was no big deal? This was nothing to worry about. And none of us should worry because it was just a bunch of people just operating drones in their backyard. Because I'm pretty sure that's what I heard yesterday from the national security spokesperson, Baghdad Bob, John Kirby. And yet, despite that, law enforcement now says, if there's a drone, you better call the police. Hazmat's got to be dispatched, potentially the bomb squad, too. Democrat Andy Kim of New Jersey, who's now going to be the United States Senator for New Jersey, he went out on his own little drone hunting last night, and he saw all of these drones in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Dozens of them. In addition to that, Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, he's actually questioning why we're not shooting down these drones. And then you have Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat of New York State. She's coming out right now, and she's saying that the drone problem is very, very real, and we need to get more answers from the White House. And she's questioning why we're not getting answers from the White House. So all these Democrats and Republicans are coming out and they're saying the exact same thing, which is that this is a very real situation. Stop gaslighting us. Stop lying to us. We know what's happening. Stop telling us that what we see with our own eyes is not true, because nobody believes you people. Nobody believes you people. And think of how we got here with the government, all the lying that they've done over the years, lying about the Hunter Biden laptop, lying about Joe Biden with his cognitive impairment, lying that they wouldn't pardon Hunter Biden. I mean, how many of these things have they lied about over the years? A lot. COVID-19 not coming from a lab, you know, coming from a wet market in Wuhan with an undercooked bat burger. So the government has a long history of lying to us. So now when they come out and they say, oh, yeah, the drones are no big deal, nobody believes them. We know that there's more to this story. Phil Murphy came out and said, don't fearmonger. Don't fearmonger, Phil Murphy said. Now, I don't know what that means exactly, and I don't know who's fearmongering, because what I do know is that a lot of people right now are asking for answers. We're not afraid, but we want the truth, and we know the government's not giving us the truth about this. And the other part of this that fascinates me is how they all know right away what it isn't. They can confidently state what it's not, even though they lie to us and tell us that they don't know what it is. So the gaslighting by Kirby, the gaslighting by this administration, and nobody has faith and nobody believes them. And that's their own doing right there. That's their own doing. They brought this situation upon themselves. They brought this situation upon themselves because they have had a long sustained history of lying to the American people. And that's where we are right now. My buddy Sean Golden, who is the chairman of the Republican Party, but also the sheriff of Monmouth County, New Jersey, he's going to join us later in the show today, too, to give us the latest over there. A lot of this action is taking place off the Jersey Shore as these drones are being flown all over the place. Now, a massive search effort is underway in Hillsborough, New Jersey. Let's begin there, shall we? This is from CBS New York. The FBI's on the scene. Crews are doing a wide area search on foot and four wheelers. This is what's taking place right now. It reminds me of a scene out of something from a Marvel movie or The X-Files or something. And I guess the question is, will we actually learn anything from this or will they just cover this up? Cut number one.
Well, several agencies are involved in an investigation in Hillsborough, New Jersey, as to a possible drone landing that happened yesterday. The search is ongoing right now in an area between or just off of Route 206 in Hillsborough near Falcon Road, and we can see a staging area by Somerset County Hazardous Material Units, some other county officials, as well as Hillsborough agencies as well. We also understand the FBI is aware of the incident. Again, it's a search ongoing. It is primarily happening in a wooded area just adjacent to a shopping center, again, in the area of Route 206 and Falcon Road. At this point, officials not able to make any other statements as to the status of this investigation and what details they are that are known at this time and what they're able to share. But there we can see some of the firefighters that have been walking around an area, again, just off of Route 206 near Falcon Road. We have seen them doing basically a wide area search on foot, as well as several all-terrain vehicles ongoing in this area.
There you go. But apparently now there's nothing to worry about, according to John Kirby, the White House press co-press secretary slash propaganda mouthpiece for this administration. Don't worry about it. Nothing to see here. Here's Fox News and NBC reporter Jackie Heinrich and National Security Council spokesman John Kirby a little bit back and forth yesterday. Again, we don't know what the drones are, but there's no indication they are a threat. Okay, but then maybe the threat just hasn't shown its face yet. You know what I mean? Like maybe they're surveying the area and they'll become a threat. Here's cut number three.
John, on the drones, does the U.S. government have any of its own imagery or video of these systems?
I'm not aware that we have U.S. government produced imagery ourselves, but as I said in my opening statement, we have certainly done thorough analysis of the existing imagery.
Like from people's cell phones that we're seeing? Basically, with what you're looking at, how can you credibly tell people that there is no public safety threat, there's no national security threat, that there's no reason to believe that a foreign government is involved?
Because the analysis thus far in an investigation that is ongoing has not revealed any national security or malicious intent or criminal activity. But, Jackie, I would remind you, we're at the beginning here, not the end. There's a lot more work to be done, and we're working closely with state and local authorities to gain more information. I would argue that we're moving pretty well here with a sense of energy to try to figure out what we can do to learn more about this. We're still in the middle of an ongoing investigation, and I'm up here explaining to you and let you know what we know so far, what we believe so far. If information comes to light that changes that characterization, then my goodness, we'll be the first ones to let you know. But right now, there's just no indication that this is some sort of foreign malign activity, or in fact, even criminal.
Well,
you know, the thing about this, he goes, Jackie, we're at the beginning of the investigation, not the end. This has been going on for a month. This has been going on over a month. So Kirby is just lying. He's just lying, gaslighting as usual. Well, he always does. But we're at the beginning of the investigation when this has been going on for a month. Now they're spotting drones in other parts of the country, too. The governor, the former governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, he came out and said that he saw drones over his house in rural Maryland. There are drones spotted in Oregon, California, Staten Island, New York, Connecticut. In fact, Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal was wondering why we're not shooting these things out of the sky. So you've got Democrats and Republicans who are both raising serious concerns about this. And the White House and this jello brain melted down president of ours is acting. Well, we haven't heard from Biden on this. We're just being told everything is fine. Here is New Jersey Assemblyman Brian Bergen. He's a former Army helicopter pilot. He was on with John, on Fox News, whatever his name is. Anyway, he was on there yesterday, and they were having this conversation, and so he played him the clip of Kirby saying what you just heard, that there's nothing to worry. Most of this is all legal, commercial drone flights and blah, 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 blah. This was the Assemblyman's response to that, cut number four.
So what he's basically saying there is, these are not the droids that you're looking for. I mean, what do you say?
Yeah, see, that guy's an idiot. That I can tell you right now, because the colonel of the state police told the members of the state legislature that one of his helicopters was hovering above a 6 foot wide drone, and he landed that helicopter because he felt unsafe for his pilots. I'm a former Apache helicopter pilot and a member of the New Jersey State Legislature, and I've seen these things in my own community. That guy, I don't even know his name, who was on here a couple minutes ago, is a fool if he's going to say that there's no issue.
So that was the guy was John Kirby that Brian Bergen was talking about. And John Roberts was the Fox News host whose name escaped me for a moment. But yeah, that's everything that's going on right now. And everybody's talking about this. I just saw a promo for Hannity tonight. Set your DVR. He's talking about the drone issue, too. This really comes down to the fact that nobody has faith that the government is honest with us. That's really what it honestly comes down to. We have been lied to on so many different things. But you know what's very curious to me is that President-elect Donald Trump, to my knowledge, as of this moment, has not said anything about this yet. Now, we'll double check that because it's always possible that maybe he just truth socialed something. I just got done doing Fela's show, so it's possible I may have missed it. But as far as I can tell, neither President-elect Trump nor Elon Musk have said anything regarding the situation. So a couple theories around that. President Trump is getting classified briefings now because he is the president-elect. And maybe he knows what's going on here and doesn't want to actually get involved for the moment. I don't want to read into that, but I just noticed that he hasn't said anything yet, which is kind of unlike him. I mean, if you think about Trump and just who he is, he usually comments on pretty much everything. But he's been tweeting out or truth socialing out a number of different things, but he did put something out very recently, which I love, and he said, the Republican Party will use its best efforts to eliminate daylight savings time, which has a small but strong constituency, but shouldn't daylight savings time is inconvenient and very costly to our nation. Oh, I see what he's saying. I read that wrong. So the Republican Party will use its best efforts to eliminate daylight savings time, which has a small but strong constituency, but shouldn't, as in shouldn't have a constituency. Daylight savings time is inconvenient and very costly to our nation. Bravo, Mr. President. Bravo. That's outstanding. I'm very happy to hear that. Finally, I'm going to take credit for that because I've been bugging him for years over this, and we all have, but that's good. So hopefully this will happen very soon. He also posted something which is very interesting regarding the longshoremen. So you remember how they had that strike, and then you had that guy Dennis Daggett and Harold Daggett, his dad, come out, and they were, you know, basically saying like everything that needs to happen, and then they put it on hold till January. Trump met with them yesterday, and he said, just finished a meeting with the International Longshoremen's Association and its president, Harold Daggett, and executive vice president Dennis Daggett. There's been a lot of discussion having to do with automation on United States docks. I've studied automation, and I know just about everything there is to know about it. The amount of money saved is nowhere near the distress, hurt, and harm it causes for American workers. In this case, our longshoremen. Foreign companies have made a fortune in the U.S. by giving them access to our markets. They shouldn't be looking for every last penny knowing how many families get hurt. They've got record profits, and I'd rather these foreign companies spend it on the great men and women on our docks versus machinery, which is expensive and which will constantly have to be replaced. In the end, there's no gain for them, and I hope they will understand how important an issue this is for me. For the great privilege of accessing our markets, these foreign companies should hire our incredible American workers instead of laying them off and sending those profits back to foreign countries. It is time to put America first. Now, this is part of the reason why the union guys back Trump. He's going to fight for them, and he's going to fight for their jobs. So at least for the time being, automation coming to the docks has been put on hold. Because they're not going to mess with Trump on this, no way. And and you know, I know a lot of those guys who work on the docks in Newark. I went to school with Dennis Daggett. So I always knew that they were Trump people, and I talked to a lot of them during this. They were always backing Trump, and they did not want to do anything that was going to hurt him in this election. And they didn't want to do anything that would hurt Trump. They wanted to see him win, and they knew that he'd be there for them in the end. Now, eventually, these are private companies, and automation is inevitable. But if he can delay it for a few years, at least while he's president, and do his best to do that, then those guys will love him for it. But let's face it, it is an inevitability, AI and automation for every industry. There's only so much you can do to stop that. And, you know, capitalism demands that the government stays out of this to the best that it can. But in the meantime, Trump putting out that statement is another reason why all these union guys back him. Bottom line, because it's not just the longshoremen, but also the truck drivers and all the other people that are affected by this. It's a lot of automation. It's interesting enough, though, that there's a lot of discussion around automated trucks and something Elon Musk is investing in heavily in technology around all that. So to be continued, it's not the end of that conversation in any way, shape or form. 855-839-1210 is the number. My question for you today is, have you seen any drones yourself? Have you personally witnessed them? Have you seen them? And if so, what do you think? And what do you think of some of the theories and excuses that you've heard out there today by people in our government? Here's His Royal Ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, telling everybody not to fearmonger, not to panic. So peasants, don't you fearmonger, don't you panic, peasants. This is from WNYC in New York City. Take a listen.
A mothership.
Whatever that
Come
means.
Come on, man. The Department of Defense said there's zero evidence to that effect. FBI said zero evidence. I'm not sure what he's been watching lately, but he might want to watch the news. Israel has decapitated Iran, and we have, through economic sanctions, I don't think they've got boats off the coast of Iran right now. So let's not fearmonger this.
What he's talking about is what Congressman Jeff Van Drew said the other day. An Iranian ship left port somewhere in mid-November. And it was a ship that is capable of launching drones. That's exactly what left Iran. He's not fear-mongering, but isn't it interesting how they dismissed this, just like they dismissed when Jeff Van Drew was running for re-election for Congress in 2020 and said COVID came from a lab, and they mocked him and they belittled him then. But Murphy coming out and saying, let's not fear-monger this. Okay, well then, tell this to your buddy, Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, who is a Democrat, who had this to say regarding the drones. Take a listen.
We should be doing some very urgent intelligence analysis and take them out of the skies, especially if they're flying over airports or military bases. They should be shot down if necessary. because they're flying over sensitive areas, whether it's planes that may be jeopardized or security at military bases.
He's talking about shooting them out of the sky, and Phil Murphy's saying not to fearmonger. Hey, how do you know it's not Iran, Governor? How do you know? We're being told what these things aren't, but we don't know what they are. Here's Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro weighing in on the federal government, what they're saying about the drones. Cut 24.
We're obviously aware of the drones, and we're taking it seriously. Homeland Security at the federal level has determined, and these are their words, not mine, that they do not pose a national security risk. I've directed Colonel Parris and the Pennsylvania State Police to look into this further. I know they'll be flying helos, will be flying helicopters to try and determine where these drones are originating from and what the purpose of these drones are. We've been conducting exercises. We'll be doing more this evening as well and try and get to the bottom of it here in Pennsylvania. I can't speak for the rest of the nation, but we're focused on it here in Pennsylvania. We've been told again by our federal partners it does not pose any kind of national security or personal security risk. But, you know, as the old saying goes, trust but verify. And Colonel Christopher Parris, a native of northeastern Pennsylvania, leads our Pennsylvania State Police very ably. I know they'll get to the bottom of it.
Even he doesn't believe the government's BS answer because it's BS. You know, Kirby yesterday said they have not gone over any sensitive sites. Well, one of those sensitive sites is Picatinny Arsenal in Morris County, New Jersey. Remember, I was one of the first people to talk about the drone situation. I might have been the first radio host to bring this up because I'd seen the story. It was mostly in North Jersey at the time. I have a lot of friends up there, and I told you I texted my buddy Larry Kasha. This is a couple weeks ago. And he told me, and I read the text to you on the air, what he saw 3 o'clock in the morning looking out his window. This is way before the story was even a regional story. At the time, it was just strictly a North Jersey, really Morris County, New Jersey story. But I told you at the time that there's a military base up there called Picatinny Arsenal. Well, the commander of Picatinny Arsenal put out a statement, and he said, these drones are not being launched by us, but we can confirm 11 sightings of them over Picatinny Arsenal. So when John Kirby comes out and says they have not gone over any sensitive areas, he is, what's the word for it? Lying. Right, that's it. He's lying. He's lying. Drones have now been spotted in Nevada, California, Virginia, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Maryland. And in New Jersey, when they break down the map and you look at the map that of the entire Garden State, and they've also been spotted, of course, in a lot in Pennsylvania, but they've been spotted over Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst, Naval Weapons Station Earl, which is right outside of Staten Island, or I should say right outside of Monmouth County. They've been spotted over New York City by Staten Island. They've been spotted over Picatinny Arsenal in Morris County. They've been spotted over the Salem nuclear plant. And that's just some of the places that we know. And, of course, they've been spotted over Trump National Golf Course in Bedminster, New Jersey. The president is not there at the moment, but he will be there. And he'll be spending most of his summer there because he loves spending his summer there. And he likes to get out of Washington as soon as possible. The House Speaker is getting a classified briefing about the drones. Okay, so what is that about? What is that about? All right, I want to understand that because if he's getting a classified briefing about the drones, but John Kirby tells us there's nothing to worry about and that they're not going over sensitive areas, what's the classified briefing about? So I'll ask you a couple questions here today, and I'd love to hear from you, 855-839-1210, or you can tweet at Rich Zeoli, or you can weigh in on our YouTube chat at 1210 WPHT, where we are streaming live on YouTube. And let me know, do you believe the government? Do you believe the federal government when they tell you there's nothing to worry about? And have you seen any of these drones yourself? This, of course, is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. I had my cleaning this week, my checkup this week. Yes, he is my dentist. And you have year-end dental benefits that are expiring, so don't let them expire. Reach out to Dr. Mike today for that perfect smile, VeneriaDental.com. All right? And, Sean, do me a favor, if you could. Can you pot up Fox News Channel for me so that we can listen to Fox News? Are you able to do that for me?
Yeah, give me a second. I got you.
All right. Tell me when you got it. Actually, just start playing it because John Kirby right now is on with Martha McCallum. And I want to hear what John Kirby has to say, the latest line of BS that he's shoveling out here to the American people. And, he, of course, he is the White House National Security Communications Advisor. He's also the co-press secretary.
That you made yesterday and felt like you were, you know, telling people that they were nuts or that they didn't know what they were seeing with their own eyes.
No, not at all, Martha. That's the farthest thing that I would ever do. I was simply reiterating what the FBI and what the Department of Homeland Security have relayed to us about what they've been able to corroborate. And we haven't been able to corroborate everything. I said many of the corroborated sightings have turned out to be piloted aircraft. I didn't say all of them. And what I said was those are the ones we were able to corroborate. There certainly is ones that we have not been able to, and we don't know the answer to it. And I strongly recommend that for folks that are seeing these things and documenting them to share that as they can with the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI.
All right, well, let's
the
do that. Let's share it with you right now. Let's put up this photo. This is the close-up one. Here we go. This is in Bernardsville, New Jersey. So, John, are you able to see this photo?
No, ma'am.
You don't have a monitor there?
No, actually, I turned the monitor off. It distracts me, so I didn't see
it. All right.
It. I'm sorry.
Well, you'll have to take a look at it after, but I can describe it to you. It is large. It has a white bar that goes through the middle. The right-hand side is half lit up, white on the top and red on the bottom. The other side is green.
It looks like a sled, actually.
So what would that sled look like? You know, you're a former military person yourself. You're an admiral. You're the White House National Security Communications Advisor. I'm sure you have seen some of these images. So what is that we're looking at?
It's difficult for me to tell you, Martha. We don't really know. It is possible that some of these things could be commercial drones, you know, developed for commercial purposes. It's possible that they could be owned by private citizens.
But why don't we know, John? That's the point. Why doesn't the United States government know? It seems silly. I mean, it feels a lot like the Chinese spy balloon. It was like, oh, we don't know. It's not a problem.
Bingo.
Then we watched it go all the way across the country, and we kept hearing, you know, we're not really sure where it came from until we saw it popped and, you know, floated down over the ocean.
That's not quite how it went. We were pretty honest with the American people that we knew it was Chinese and we knew that where it was going to go. And we were pretty comfortable given the analysis that there wasn't going to be an intelligence threat by it. And we shot it down once it was over safe waters and wasn't going to hurt anybody. But back to this. Why don't we know? I wish I could tell you exactly why we don't have an answer for you here in the afternoon on the 13th of December. But I can tell you that we are working on it very, very hard to know, because we want to answer those questions the same as those folks in New Jersey want answers to them. And we are working on this very, very hard. We are now applying. There was an interagency conversation this morning about this topic where we have now decided to employ some additional technology to New Jersey and some additional personnel to try to get a better sense of what these things are. And as I said yesterday, Martha, as soon as we know, we're going to
be as transparent as we can. No, I hear you. This is shocking. I got to tell you, this is shocking. Okay, and I'm not the only person who feels this way. This was happening at Langley a month ago, okay? These people are not crazy.
Bingo.
They're seeing these things with their own eyes. This
Thank
is not
you, Martha.
Normal behavior. They're not planes that are coming in one direction, and they're heading into Newark Airport, and then they're landing, okay?
Thank you.
We spend $824 billion on defense. We have the greatest intelligence capability in the world. So how can you stand there and say to the country right now, gosh darn, we just don't know what these are?
Because I'm not going to lie to you or to the American people, and I'm not going to say we know something when we don't. And we would never, ever stoop to think that an American citizen was crazy or nuts because of what they're seeing and what they're documenting. We're taking that imagery seriously, and we're doing the best we can to analyze it, and we encourage people to come forward if they have additional sightings and imagery.
All right.
Want to do the best we can to triangulate it, but I'll be gosh darn if I'm going to stand up here and make up stuff that I don't know to be true.
We don't want you to make up anything. You know, do you know and you can't say? Can you tell me that?
No, I'm telling you, Martha, I'm telling you we don't.
You
no,
don't know.
We don't.
Right, let
we
me
can't
ask you
corroborate
this.
Every single sighting. Some of them we have, not all of them, and we're working hard to do that. We know people are afraid of it. We know people have concerns. We have those same concerns.
Yeah, because they're flying over your house, and it sounds like there are motorcycles landing on your roof.
Let
me ask you this. One, you know, person who watched this online said they think it's a Terodynamics Transwing Drone XP-4, which is being developed by the U.S. Navy as recon and logistics drone, capable of picking up and dropping off packages between land and moving ships in high seas and winds. You know, they're suggesting it's an American company. We asked the company. They said we can't speculate on the origin of the drones that are flying over New Jersey. So is that an avenue that has been inspected? You know, is this a private company that is practicing something? And what wouldn't they have to clear something with somebody to have this kind of activity?
It could very well be, as I said, these could be commercially developed drones of some kind.
Why not figure it out, man?
Well, the idea of taking something down, again, you want to worry about public safety. First of all,
we don't have
enough conclusions to take that kind of a policy action. But let's just assume for a minute, Martha, that we did. I mean, you're not going to want to shoot something down where it could hit somebody's house or hurt somebody.
Well, the Coast Guard says that there are 30 of them following one of their ships in the ocean. So would that work?
I mean, again, we have to develop the policy options based on what we know we're dealing with here, and we just don't know enough to make those kinds of actions. But my goodness, we're going to do everything we can to find out, and we're going to share as much as we can. I understand it's frustrating for folks.
Yeah.
It's frustrating for us. We want to know as well.
What does President Biden say about it?
He also has tasked the team to look into
please.
This.
And do Biden doesn't know what the hell's going on.
To try to get answers.
Don't tell Biden about this.
He saw some of these images yesterday. He has talked to his team, including his top leaders, including at the Defense Department. And
Have you called in experts or said, like, why don't we ask Elon Musk what he thinks, or, you know, brought in outside experts?
We're working really hard right now inside the interagency, and certainly supporting the FBI and DHS as they investigate this. And if we need to have additional conversations with people outside the lifelines, we certainly will do that. But I want to make sure I don't get ahead of the investigators and what they're doing.
It just seems weird. I mean, people, you know, they're low. They fly fairly low, some of these.
She's doing a great job.
I think it's amazing that the White House has no idea what's going on. I think that makes people feel really unsettled. In New Jersey, they sent out an intelligence bulletin, issued in December of 2024 with recommendations for encountering downed UAVs. And it says a downed or landed drone should not be approached. It says request hazardous materials response unit or local hazmat team.
Right.
And then it says request the nearest bomb squad. Do you agree with those recommendations? If one of these things comes into someone's house or lands in their yard, or they have to deal with it.
Yeah. Look, I haven't seen that directive, but all that makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah. Why would you? You're only the national security advisor.
Something like an aircraft of any kind lands in your backyard or close to you or your family, call the authorities. Don't approach it. You don't know what it is, and you don't know what kind of fuel might be on board. You absolutely should just call the authorities. Make sure you report it. Don't go near it. Don't touch it. You don't want to get hurt.
All right, let me jump out of this because I got to take a break. But this is just more nonsense. This is such a 180 from his comments yesterday. It's very obvious that the administration got blasted by both sides of the political aisle here. And that's incredibly obvious over the gaslighting, the blatant gaslighting. And my buddy Guido Forcellini just texted me, and he said that they were also seen going over Lockheed Martin on Borton Landing Road in Morristown, New Jersey. So, yeah, look, they came out yesterday and they were like, no big deal, nothing to worry about. That did not go over well with anybody, but it's worse. I mean, this Kirby is a class A BS artist, man. He is. He's a class A BS artist. All right, we got a lot more to come. Your thoughts on this, by the way. What you've seen, what you think these things are, and let me know. 855-839-1210. We are live. It's Friday, and I'm here, and I'm pulling a double. So don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, buddy. It is Friday. And we're all talking about drones everywhere. It's national news. It is the biggest story in the country right now, by far. No question about it. And I think Americans are rightly concerned, and more so just about the lying that our government is doing. I'm not worried that they're aliens. I don't know if they're foreign assets, but I know the government knows what they are, and they're not telling us. And that's what bothers me is, again, it's the lying. It's the gaslighting. It is the cover up. I can't stand it. And I'm going to, you know, we have to hold them accountable to this, because I got buddies in law enforcement who are telling me that they're getting bulletins on this stuff to be very, very careful with these things. Now, I love how Kirby's like, Well, we would say that about any aircraft that falls in your backyard. Dude, this isn't a 747 crashing in your backyard. And if you are telling us they're just drones, like if a kid has a Best Buy drone, Patrick has one. I bought him, you know, he got one for Christmas last year. So if his drone falls in somebody's backyard, the neighbor's going to pick it up and bring it over to us. You're not calling in a hazmat team. You're not calling in the bomb squad. So again, this is the gaslighting. This is the lying. My son's drone, if you can see on YouTube, so I'm holding my hands up. So it's, you know, it's about, I don't know, it's like a foot all around, right? Okay. That goes in somebody's yard. That goes by somebody's house. Everybody knows exactly what it is. That's not what we're talking about here. And I'm tired of these people lying. Jim is in North Wales. Jim, how you doing, bud?
Rich, first of all, I want to say congratulations. I was watching the Five, and Dana Perino went out of her way to thank you for what you do.
Well, that was very nice of her. And thank you for letting me know. I appreciate that.
And second of all, so last night, my neighbor goes, Jim, look outside. There's at least two or three drones in our neighborhood. I'm like, really? What the heck is going on here? And then you have Kirby going, oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. The government's very slow to even react. So what if we had a major disaster? Mm-hmm. How are they going to react then?
Yeah, it's a great point. And you know they're lying. And so when you saw these drones last night, what did they look like, Jim? Describe them to us.
So triangular white and red blinking lights. One was definitely bigger than the other ones. And it just moved very, very sporadic, willy-nilly, I'll call it, around. And I'm like, we're not near, I mean, we're near Merck, but we're not near, you know, an Air Force base or anything like that. So very strange, and we need to know answers.
And so do you think it could have been an airplane?
No, absolutely not.
No.
It, you know, the way it's moving, where it would hover and then move quickly one way or another and then hover. Like, there's no plane that does that.
Yeah. Jim, thank you, buddy. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of Dana, so that was very nice for giving me a shout out the other night. I was texting with her before. And you'll hear this later on Jimmy's show. I started cracking up laughing because she didn't like somebody that was on her show today. I'm not going to say who, but. And I read that and I started cracking up. But there was a guy who was on Fox News today, and I don't know if it was her show or not, but he was saying that all these things are just airplanes. I'm like, what? They're not airplanes. Stop it. We know the difference between an airplane. I mean, no difference between what Martha McCallum showed. So in the clip that she showed, it looked like, honestly, it looked like a giant sled in the sky with a long green running light and a long red running light, but not the kind you'd see for an airplane. It did not look like an airplane, and it wasn't landing. So these things may have the green and red lights, you know, red, right, return, the navigational lights on them. Some don't, and some the lights just disappear. So, the hell's going on here? Greg is in Roxborough. Greg, you're on Talk Radio 1210. How's it going?
Hey, this
there, Greg?
Is Greg.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Hey, actually, it's Robsville, Pennsylvania.
Okay, actually. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, I'm curious. You know, I bought a drone along, like maybe 5 years ago. I had it, and I was trying to fly it, and I'm 60 years old now. I couldn't get this thing to work, and it turns out that it was blocked because Trump was at his golf course in New Jersey, and like 50 miles away. I'm curious as to why can't they block these? Like, they use satellites to navigate. Yeah. Why can't they just stop? Like, I don't know. They
according
should be able
to the information that I got, Greg, and thank you for the call, buddy, and have a good weekend. I appreciate it. According to the information that I got from the state police briefing, they tried to be able to block them, but these things are not giving out the radio frequencies that they can tap into, or any radio frequency for that matter. So that's another part of this mystery here. There's also been reports that these drones have kept other drones from operating. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm relaying that information to you, but you know, all this stuff is nuts. It really is. It's nuts. Let me go to Neil in Doylestown. Hey, Neil.
Hey, how you doing, Rich? First time in a long time, man.
Thank you, buddy.
So I just wanted to tell you that last night my wife, as usual, comes home from Pennington, New Jersey, and she saw drones from the time she left all the way till when she got back here, 40 minutes to Doylestown, PA. And she called me outside, and we were just standing out there for, I don't know, 5 minutes, just taking pictures of videos of the drones in the sky. There had to be at least a half a dozen, if not more, flying around.
Seriously,
we're right near Doylestown Airport, but I don't think that's a concern. But it's just crazy. And she kept calling me to come back out and see more and see more. And I was just disgusted because I don't know which is worse, to think that the government is lying to us to that degree, or these are from another country.
Yeah, it's hard to say, right? Well, exactly what is worse? But did you post any of those pictures on social media?
No, I haven't yet. She's on social media a lot, so maybe when she gets home today, unless she's out there looking at more drones, maybe she'll post them. But yeah, it was pretty odd. And like I said, we live by the airport, so we see planes all the time, and these were definitely not planes. They were multi-level drones, and I wonder how far away do you have to be to control them? I mean, I know we have drones that can kill people around the world, but do these have the same accuracy?
I don't know. It's great. Again, it's all part of the mystery. Yesterday was no big deal, nothing to worry about. Today, it's the government's all over it and investigating. So who the hell knows?
Nobody knows, and they'll never tell us if they don't have to. Thanks a lot. Great to be with you.
Appreciate it, pal. Have a great weekend. All right. Emmons Roofing and Siding. My great friends at Emmons. They're going to help you with your home. 10% off roofing, siding, Anderson window replacement, doors, and so much more. I've trusted the team at Emmons for over 10 years in two different houses, and you should too. Emmons is the absolute best. Matt and Stephanie are my great friends, and they're going to do great work for you. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. Everywhere drones are, Emmons is. And really, they'll do great work. Your home will not only look beautiful from the curb, but you'll have peace and protection as we head into the winter months. And Emmons will give you a free roof inspection. So get that roof looked at before the winter comes. They'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't. But if you do, you'll get the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business. Emmons will take care of that for you, and you'll love their work. I've used them in two different homes, like I said. The first home, they did our roof and our windows. This home now, they've replaced a couple doors for us and more projects to come. Emmons even has a bathroom remodeling division. And yeah, they remodeled our bathroom in our old house too. So, trust Emmons. Just go to emmonsroofing.com. Take advantage of 10% off for each and every one of my listeners. Tell them I sent you, emmonsroofing.com. Kelly's going to be here at 4 o'clock to talk about the January 6th report that came out. All these FBI confidential sources who were at the Capitol. Julie's been all over this story from day one. Also, remember the Duke lacrosse case years ago where this woman accused these lacrosse players of raping her? She has now come out on the record and said and admits what we all knew, she lied. She lied. This is one of the great examples of overzealous prosecution and a fake hate crime, and this was awful. So in 2006, and they were all, I mean, it was race, it was privilege, it was class, and blah, blah, blah. They were declared innocent after a probe in 2007. She has now finally come out and said that she lied about the entire ordeal. What these young men were put through was a travesty. And it's the same thing with that horrible story that came out in Rolling Stone magazine, a rape on a college campus. But these guys actually had to go to court. Their faces were everywhere. This was a household story back then. Everybody was talking about it. These elite white kids who go to Duke and rape this poor black woman. And the media made it into a tale of America. And the Democrats used it to further divide us. This prosecutor had political ambitions, and this guy was going places. I mean, the whole ordeal. And now, finally, she's come out and admitted what we've all known this entire time. In fact, when I saw the news break about this last night, I kind of shrugged, like, yeah, nice to admit it finally. She asked them for their forgiveness after their lives were destroyed here. But cut 15.
And I testified falsely against them by saying that they raped me when they didn't. And that was wrong. And I betrayed the trust of a lot of other people who believed in me. and made up a story that wasn't true because I wanted validation from people and not from God. And that was wrong. And I hope that they can forgive me.
The coach at the time had to leave the school, go to a smaller school. And, you know, it was a horrible travesty of justice. It really was a horrible travesty of justice. And it's nice, you know, that she says she's sorry, but there were lives that were almost ruined in the process of this. So I'll talk more about that as the show goes on today. I also want to mention to you that Biden has done something that is going to make a lot of people in Pennsylvania very, very upset as well, with a pardon. And even Governor Josh Shapiro is out criticizing that as well. So I'm going to tell you about that, too, as the show goes on today. But it's a case that you're going to be very familiar with in Pennsylvania. But Rhonda is in Berlin, New Jersey. She wants to talk about the drones. Hello, Rhonda.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. I have two daughters, one in Voorhees and one in Hamilton. Both daughters have conveyed. You have to be out at nighttime, so that's why I haven't seen them, and I'm in Berlin. They see these drones all the time. Now, my one daughter in Hamilton said that one of her friends is in the Air Force, and he said that this is training that's going on within the U.S. And I believe that, and I think that Trump's behind it and knows what's going on, and there's a purpose for this to protect us. So that's my feelings.
Well, when you say Trump's behind this,
I think that he knows what's going on and his handprints are on it and he wants this.
Well, he doesn't have the authority to do this yet, so he can't be.
I don't know about that.
All right.
I think he's just taking the initiative because everything else is, like, you know, not going too well. And he's just moving forward with protecting us.
Okay, well, I guess we'll find out. Rhonda, thank
you for
the call.
That's my gut feeling.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think Trump may know because he's getting classified briefings, but he doesn't feel it's appropriate to say, or doesn't feel like he can say, or maybe he literally legally can't. I don't know, because he's not president yet. But I'm not so sure that this is being done to protect us. I'd like to believe that. But I think there's a very easy explanation for that. If that's the case, then just tell us. They're military exercises, and leave it at that. That's it. And people will be fine with that. There's no reason to lie about that. You know, none whatsoever. No reason to lie. Because if the goal is to keep this from our enemies, well, the enemies are seeing exactly what we're seeing on television. And if it's that, then tell them it's that, so that they know that we're badasses and not to mess with us because we got these really cool drones. Like, there's no plausible explanation for why you wouldn't just say that if that's what's happening. Because if our enemies are watching this and they're seeing people going on TV freaked out all the time, that opens us up to being used propaganda-wise. It opens us up to potential foreign influence to make us believe that this is worse than it really is. I mean, it opens up a lot of potential avenues of problems right there. So then just say they're military exercises. And people would understand that. Be like, great, fine, okay, all right, nope, no problem. And then the enemies who are watching the same exact things we're watching on television will at least know that there's a lot of things that are happening right now in the United States that our technology seems to be on par with whatever other technology these other countries have. Because it's not like they're doing this in a closed surface where you can't see what's happening. If I can watch it on Fox News and I can see it on the internet, they can see it on the internet and on TV in Iran and Russia and China and North Korea and every other place that is an enemy of the United States of America. So I don't see how it helps us to keep it a secret if it's a military exercise. Because they're watching this too. You know, all right. We got to take a quick break, but we'll come right back. Julie Kelly's going to join us. She got a lot to say about January the 6th and the report that was released about confidential human sources working with the FBI. But Dr. Mike Venere, a great friend, great dentist, the master of dental implants, my dentist, and the guy who's going to give you the smile of your dreams. Reach out to Dr. Mike today. The year is coming to a close, so if you have unused dental benefits, use them or lose them. And Dr. Mike is my dentist. I was there this week, got a cleaning on my teeth, got a checkup. And I passed, of course. He's the master of dental implants. So if you need a dental implant or any other complex dental procedure, reach out to Dr. Mike today, because he has two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, and he'll do a great job for you. You'll love the people that work in his office, the music that plays, and for 10 years in a row, he's been recognized as a master of dental implants, the master of giving people a smile that they deserve. Among his peers, he's been recognized as a master of dental implants. So don't wait. Reach out to Dr. Mike today. You go to VenereaDental.com, VenereaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.